Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Time and Space Radio. This is Sheila Hawkins of Third Eye Group. For those of you who are listening on the line or listening online who are not familiar with me, I help women solopreneurs shift their perspective of time and how they engage and approach it when it comes to getting things done. So I help them reframe time for themselves and build on that foundation to increase their productivity in a way that positively impacts their bottom line. And I approach productivity from a totally different angle, a holistic and personal one. You know, for me, my belief is that productivity is personal and that how you manage yourself around time is all about perspective. It's about how you see things and about how you, yourself, relate to time. So there's no one-size-fits-all box kind of thing or box kind of solutions. And this show is focused on helping women solopreneurs, coaches, consultants effectively manage their time, spaces, and their lives and gain the time freedom that being in business for yourself offers. So this right here is my first broadcast of 2015. And I am excited because this is going to be a great year, not just for me, but for all of us. That's if you're focused on getting things done and making it happen. That's what my focus is. So if that's where you are, then I know that if you stick to that, this is going to be a stellar year for you, no matter what. So with that in mind, the title for this broadcast is 2015 Kickoff. So when you kick things off, it's a big deal, right? You launch a new program, you launch a new product, whatever it is, it's a big deal. You're at the beginning of the game, just like in football. You know, what happens at kickoff can be an indicator of how that game is going to be played, right? So how you kick off your year has an impact on how you play the game. Now, that's not to say that you can't turn things around at any given point in time. You can. But there are some things that have to go with that. Right, so how you kick things off determines how you play the game. So far, how are you doing? How have you done? How did you kick off your year? Besides all the seasonal festivities, how did you kick off your year? So we're going to talk about that. And during the time that we have together during this broadcast, I want to talk about getting your year off on the right foot with intention and purpose. They make a difference. I want to talk about what you're creating for the coming year and how to bring it to life. You know, at the end of every year, it's really easy to get caught up in the energy of the holiday season and the fact that the year is coming to a close. When you do get caught up, it's also easy to push things aside and let the year come to a close in an unconscious way. Like it happens and you don't even really say notice that it's happening, right? Because you're too busy being caught up in whatever it is, trying to keep your household running, your business running, and, of course, the seasonal festivities, right? It happens. But it's not a very good way to close out the year when you think about all the time that has passed in that year and all the things that have transpired. Not a good way if you just sit and think about that for a minute. That's really not the way you want things to come to an end, right? Before you start to think about making resolutions which I really don't think are strong enough to survive the ride down the road. You know, they're great for helping you set your intentions, but ultimately they need to be turned into goals to give them the muscles that they need for that ride, for that journey that you're going to take them on. They won't last you as resolutions. They have to be stronger. They have to have more to them, so to speak. So I want to talk about those things, and I want to talk about being conscious and creating in that space of consciousness. So setting your intentions, the outcome that you want, and then finally, how to create your goals from that same space. So I'm going to check something here before we move forward. Okay, great. Just needed to check my little control panel here to make sure we're okay. I see people here, which is awesome. Thank you for being here. So let me begin with consciousness. So many people walk around this planet without a clue as to what's going on. And I don't mean that jokingly. I'm serious. There are people who aren't conscious. They aren't conscious of who they really are, to start with. Spiritual being having a human experience. They aren't conscious of the things that go on every day around them and even within their own environment. People are sleeping. That's the default setting on human beings. Now, this is the state that most people are in when they do everything, including how they end the year and move into the next one. Now, people tend to be set on autopilot in that respect, and a few other ways too. But it's the default setting, walking around unconscious. So, first and foremost, be conscious of not just what you're doing, but of what you're creating. Because you can unintentionally create some stuff that you truly do not want in your mix and then wonder, why is this happening or why did that happen? Where did that come from? You created it or you attracted it. So before we talk about the present and the future, let's take a step back and look at how you ended your year. Were you so caught up in the seasonal festivities that you weren't present to what and how you were creating? I really want you to think about that. Like, what was your experience from, say, mid to late November all the way through the first week of this year? Think about that. Were you present to what and how you were creating? And probably not. And it's okay. But just being aware of that, acknowledging that, there's power in that. So as you take a look back, you also want to ask yourself what you see when it comes to results. How well did you do? What would you do differently? And I don't want you to get caught up in what I call the shoulda, woulda, coulda, because there's nothing you can do about it. What's done is done. And that's a different kind of energy. That's not where you want to be at. You want to be conscious. So don't get caught up in the shoulda, woulda, coulda. But instead, be present to, conscious of the lessons that are there for you in those results. Whether the results were what you wanted or what you didn't want, they're still the results. And there's something there for you, whether they are the results that you wanted or not. Pull from those lessons from the last time around the things that can be used to support you now, in this moment and in every moment moving forward. If you're not satisfied with your results, there is a possibility that what you attempted to create didn't speak to you, didn't pull you forward. And that's what I'm going to share with you in just a short while. We're going to talk about that too. You really want to get a good look at the previous year before you step into the next one. And if you were caught up in everything that was going on, because like I said, it's really easy to get caught up in it. It's hard to step aside from that and even to stay focused. So if you did that, if you got caught up, make time now to go back and look at your year. How did you end it? Were you conscious of how and what you were creating? And look at what last year's experiences and last year's results are there to teach you. If you can get that, that is something that you can add to the power. See, knowing that and being aware of that gives you back the personal power that you gave over to it when you got caught up in the experience. It brings back the personal power that you gave over when you went through things in an unconscious way. So get present. What lessons are there for you? And remember those as you step into creating what you want for the new year. And even if you've done that, even if you've set your goals, I really encourage you to take that step back for a minute and do that, because that's a really powerful piece, and it's an important piece of this whole process that I'm laying out for you here now. There's power in that. So even if you've created what you want for this year, even if you've created your goals, take yourself through this process. I guarantee you, you'll come out with something better, and what you've already created will be different, more empowered, and you'll really be excited after you go through this process about what you've created. So once you reviewed last year from that space of consciousness, again, we're conscious here, we're awake, we're not sleeping. Once you've reviewed last year from that space of consciousness, think about what you want to experience this year. Not what you want to accomplish, not that, no. What you want to experience. What experience or experiences would really, really set you on fire? One of the experiences that I want for myself this year is that of a new level of freedom. I have freedom. I own my own business. I have freedom of setting my own calendar and doing what I want when I want. But I want to take that farther. One way that I'm creating that experience for myself is through international travel with my speaking. And just as a little sidebar here, some of you may have seen my social media posts during the fall months of last year, 2014, about the Stiletto Women's Business Symposium, Women Business Owner Symposium. And actually, you're going to start to see more of those posts. And if you're on my email list, you're going to get them there too, because I'm going to D.C. with Stiletto in April. And there are also two international destinations on this year's tour, and I intend to be there. So that's just one way. Like, that's just one experience that I want for myself this year. And that's just one way that I'm giving myself that. And I go through this process that I'm giving you is the same process that I go through. So I know it works. I use it with clients. So getting back in my lane here, so what experiences do you want to have this year? How do you want to feel inside of those experiences and others? How do you want to feel? And I really want you to dig here. I don't want you to just off the top of your head to say that, to say how you want to feel. I want you to really dig, and I really want you to find that. That's one good reason to go back and listen to this after this broadcast is over, so you can go back through this process. So what experiences do you want to have, and how do you want to feel? You know, there are so many different directions that you can go and so many things that you can create just from there alone when you're asking yourself, how do I want to feel this year? And I know it might not be something you've ever asked yourself before. I get that. But you have to pose the question. So this is where you want to invest your time, right here. Then use what you generate there to set your intentions, which then sets the foundation for creating your goals. So look at your intentions, your experiences, and the feelings you want to have, and determine what your goals are. You'll start with simple, empowering statements that really speak to you, that compel and pull you in. You honestly don't want to get to a point at some part of the year wherein you realize that your goals aren't speaking to you or they aren't motivating you. What you create should call you forth in a different way. It should call you forth and have you be somebody different. Not that same old, new ways of being. What you create should stretch you and contribute to your growth. And after all, that's why we're here, to grow and to evolve. And if you don't create things that stretch you, you've entirely missed the point. Let go of the things that hold you back and stop listening to the people in your head. Yes, they're there. I know. They're in my head too. Stop listening to them and take your statements or your intentions and craft them into SMART goals. And I'm using SMART as an acronym here. And if you haven't heard this before, you haven't heard it from me before, SMART stands for specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. You want what you create to be very specific, all the details. You want it to be measurable because at any given time you want to be able to look back and see, okay, so where am I? How far along am I? And how much more time is this going to take? Is it going to take longer? How much have I accomplished? Am I on track? Am I where I should be at this point? You want to create something measurable and, of course, attainable and something that's relevant If things aren't relevant, then what are you doing? And then, of course, you want to assign time to them. You want them to be smart. Flipping the script, like this different way of creating and starting your year, leaves you with, as an end result, goals that are solid and that speak to you, goals that are going to call you to move forward, to move toward them with passion and create what you envision for this year and beyond. You know, I believe that the key is ditching the norm. And if you know me or if you're familiar with what I teach my clients, you know that about me. You know, right from the beginning, one of the first things that people learn about me is that I have a very different view and approach to time. Now, that's a constant theme running through my life. I do everything differently. There's nothing, quote, unquote, normal about me, and I like it that way. Now, the way that everyone else does things isn't necessarily the best way to do things. The objective is to learn to create from a space that feeds you and connects you with your personal power, one that makes your approach more organic, not robotic and rehearsed. This means starting to create from an entirely different space instead of creating by beginning to think about what you want to accomplish. Start by contemplating how you want things to look, the experiences that you want to have, and, again, how you want to feel in the coming months or throughout the entire year. This is how you kick off your year powerfully. You know, what I'm talking about creating, like what you want for this year, I'm talking about creating that in an empowering way, not the usual way, but in an empowering way. I'm sure that you can look at this process and compare it to how you might have created in the past and see clearly that this is more empowering. And it makes you explore yourself more, too. It makes you have conversations with yourself that you might not necessarily have. And that's a good thing. You want to talk to yourself, so to speak. You want to know these things. So this is what I'm talking about. And I know that when you step back and you look at this particular process, you see the power in it. This way, you not only create in an empowering way, but you create a powerful year ahead for yourself, and you set yourself up for success in the process. This process will keep you excited and motivated all year long so that you end up with the results that you truly want if you stick to the program. When you create in this way, you end up with intentions and ultimately goals that speak to you. They call your name. They excite you, make you get up in the morning, and will have you rolling over in the middle of the night to jot down things that come to mind in your sleep or in your dreams. I know. I've been there. That's what this process does for me time and time again. This process connects you to your personal power. That power feeds you, fuels you forward. You don't end up with goals that are null and void after 30, 60, or 90 days. Your goals jump off the page that you've written them on, and they come to life. If that isn't powerful, I don't know what is. So just a quick recap here. I've shared with you how reviewing last year can support you now in what you're creating. And it's an important piece of starting your new year powerfully. Then it's about discovering what you want to experience and feel in the coming months. And once again, I'm going to say it, dig deep when you start that part of the process. From that point, you set your intentions and ultimately create your goals. And remember, you want to create something that scares you, something that stretches you, something that is so big that you have to be somebody totally different, somebody totally unrecognizable to make that happen. So create something that stretches you. That is how you want to kick off your year. So there is something that I want to share with you before I sign off here. I have a few minutes. And I don't see anybody's hand raised either for questions. And so if you do, let me know. Raise your hand. I'll check the control panel in just a moment. I want to share with you, for those of you who are here locally in Detroit or in the Metro Detroit area or just in the state of Michigan, I want to share my book launch party with you. You may have heard about my new book, Wielding Time, Taking Back Your Power to Increase Productivity. And this book is for entrepreneurs, or as I call them, solopreneurs, who are struggling to get things done every day. And in it, I share my approach to productivity and give you some insight on how to take control of this thing that we call time, because it's really elusive, right? And so the book helps you get a grip, so to speak, on that, and gives you tips and some different tools, too, that you can use. And it overall gives my foundation of how I take people through the process of struggling to manage time to learning how to wield time. So I want to invite you, if you're here locally, to join me for the Wielding Time launch party as we celebrate, because it is definitely something to be celebrated. There were lots of bumps and lumps, so to speak, along the way. So I want to invite you to come on out. We're going to be, this is January 25th, that's a Sunday, from 2 until 4:30 p.m., and then there's an afterglow that starts at 5. You're invited to come out to the Roberts Riverwalk Hotel and join us. There's a meet and greet. I have a couple of presentations I'm going to do. We're going to have fun, and I've got some prizes to give away, too. And, of course, you can get your copy of the book while you're there. And I really do hope that that you can join us for that. Like I said, it really is time to celebrate that. And one of the reasons we moved the book launch party to January was because I really wanted to be able to contribute to the way that people were going to start their year. And the holiday season, like November, December, just didn't feel right because people were caught up in their holidays. You know, there's Hanukkah, there's Christmas, there's Kwanzaa, there's Thanksgiving. So with all that going on, so please do come on out, check the website, thirdeyegroup.net, or you can visit buildingtime.com. And I hope that you'll join me next month for my next broadcast here on Time and Space Radio.